This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
11 feet away. That's the one that stood out to me today, Rena. How did you arrive at the number 11 feet? Don't get any closer to me than 11 feet.
I don't know. It just sounds like the right number. It just came out of my head.
Yeah, it came out. Dave Harrigan, what are your thoughts on 11 feet and proximity when people are approaching you?
Well, it's not bad. I mean, I think back to social distancing. We said 6 feet, so she's like almost a double social distance away. That seems fair.
That does seem fair. Yes, yes. You know, we are reactive to texters. And I knew I wanted to get into some snow topics, because only Dave Harrigan's whining about school. But a texter raised one that we've talked before, because when Darusha did the morning show for, I think it was a cable access station. Is that right, Rena? Do you remember which station he was on?
Maybe Cable News 12 in the North Metro?
Yeah, I think that's it. Just and he was on like weekends, like Saturday afternoons. He would snow blow at like 2 in the morning. He's like, fine, I got to go to work. Too bad. I make Rena Sargentopoulos the expert in snow blower start times. When can they start? When can they end? Snow blowologist Rena Sargentopoulos.
I'm going to say, I'm going to be super specific here and say 7:15 a.m. Mm. 7 just seems too early. And latest would be 9.
Dave Harrigan, early thoughts on 7:15 a.m. and 9 p.m. for snowblower start time and end time. This will be an edict. This will be, we got to bring back the executive order. Maybe this is an executive order, Dave, that I'm deferring. Mm-hmm. To Vice President Sargentopoulos, what are your thoughts as the Prime Minister?
VP Sargentopoulos is dead wrong on all of it. Snowblower, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, if you got to go, you got to go. Snowblower 24-7, it is allowed
24/7.
If needed. 24-7? Yes, absolutely. You know what? It's not that
Honestly.
Loud. It's not that loud.
Wow. So,
No,
I think as someone who's just an observer to this debate, it's not 24 hours, okay? It's not 1:30 in the morning. Get out of here. It's not 2:30 in the morning. Get out of here. 7:15 is too late, though. I'm going to say 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. I'm the compromise. I'm willing to bring the two of you together like a great mediator. What do you think about that, Harrigan, Mr. 24 hours? How would you feel if your neighbors going with that?
I would be fine because I would be probably sleeping then, and I wouldn't hear it because it's not that loud. And I would know even if I did, hey, they probably got to get to work. That's fine. It's not like mowing the grass. You can do that, you know, any time. If there's snow, you got to be moved. It's got to be moved. Let's go.
So
that's fair. That's actually fair.
Oh,
thank you.
Are you
way to stick to
relenting
your
in your edict and now agreeing with Dave Harrigan? I thought my idea 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. is pretty flex, right?
It is, but I agree. Like, if you're a doctor or a nurse or a firefighter, or, you know, sometimes you have weird shifts, or even if you're, I don't know, a mechanic, there are different times of the day that people have to be at work, and you got to get to work. So I think that's fair. Dave, I'm relenting to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I've lost the will to live after listening this. I mean, jeez. Where's the vomit can here? I mean, you're also allowed to drive through the snow. We've all done it in our driveways before. Now, not most of us don't have driveways the length of Rena's, but drive through the snow and then snow blow away when you get back. What about that? Weak-kneed Rena Sarginopoulos, former snowblower czar. I fired you. I fired you because you responded to one angry consumer and you melted like butter.
You know what, Chad? I didn't want the job anyway, okay? So I quit before you fire me.
That is a great one, too. It's like, no, I broke up with you before you broke up with me. No,
yes.
I canceled the plans before you canceled the plans. Dave Harrigan, what about just driving through the snow and coming back and dealing with the snowblower when you return?
No, that's not always possible. I used to, you know, have a very early shift. A previous job, I had to get to work at 5 a.m. And if we got a big overnight snowstorm and I knew my wife had to get to work, you know what? I would get up. I'd be out there at 4 in the morning. I'd clean out a space in the driveway knowing she might not be able to get out in the perhaps smaller car she was driving or someone else could be driving at that time. You got to take care of it, Chad. Don't be lazy. You want to be lazy. I'm not going to allow it.
Among the text here, dead wrong. 24/7 is correct. That's Dave's number. My electric snowblower is quiet and has lights. Well, la-dee-da. I mean, drop the mic right there. More text. I used to work the midnight shift. Does that mean my neighbor should not be able to snowblow or mow their lawn during the daytime when I'm sleeping? Dave Harrigan, Dave, are you suggesting that they can cut the grass, they can mow the lawn if they have an elaborate Rena Sarginopoulos like lighting system in her backyard, that they can mow the lawn whenever they want?
I mean, if you have a silent mower, sure, but no, I was very clear in saying that the snowblower is very different from the lawnmower situation. The lawn can wait. All right, you can do that. You can wait till the daylight hours, but sometimes the snow just cannot wait, and you got to get it out of the way.
Where do you stand on this demanding electric and controversial topic? Plus, Dave Harrigan's complaining that even though it was blizzard-like conditions, and it's still not fun out right now, that the kids should have attended school today. Dave hates children. He'll explain why when we come back with Arena on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Is he still flipping houses? Dave Harrigan, Rob Van...
Van Winkle.
What is it again? Winkle. I was thinking it was that. Then I was thinking, this can't possibly be Rob Van Winkle. Do you know if he's flipping houses still?
I'll look into it. I could maybe use a little help.
Yeah? Check it out. Have you walked into work now? Or are you walking right now?
I just got to my desk.
Nice. Very good. Very impressive how you time that tied to the drive and the show. Excellent. Rena's here. It's 12:50. That's your Linda's time check. Time to sign up for your home improvement project before spring manufacturing prices increase, probably around April 1st. All right, Dave Harrigan, do you want to tell all the parents out there that I'm with you, that the kids should have been out there at the bus stop today, even though we dealt with blizzard-like conditions? 7, 8, 9 inches of snow, winds blowing 30, 40 miles per hour. But you want the kids waiting at the bus stop for, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half or so?
All right. Before you twist my words anymore, before I even say them, let's just go with this. On the bad winter scale, 10 being the worst winter ever, what have we been through? About a 4 this year?
Oh, lower.
3? It's been a pretty weak winter, right? Fairly mild?
Yeah.
And my kids have had 3 days off of school. This is the first actual big snow day, but we had the 2 cold weather days. What are we going to do if we actually get an 8 or a 9 or a 10 again? Just shut her down from December through midway through March? Is that what we're going to do?
You're taking the tough guy approach.
Well, I'm taking the, you know what, I get today. Today, there was a lot of snow and it would have been very difficult.
Oh, so now you
to
get today.
Again, you're twisting my words before I even say them. Clearly, you don't read my emails.
Honestly,
I get today, but I think we need to relook at the cold weather calling off school and everything. And come on, calling this an e-learning day? Get out of here! Just don't start. Nobody's e-learning.
Oh, did you have your kids had an e-learning day?
This is their second. The 2 of the 3 have been e-learning days, and if it's anything like the first one, my kid will see the e-learning thing be done in 30 seconds. And, all right, that was fun. Good stuff.
Yeah, our school doesn't even try to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, they've conceded. Okay, so, Rena, do you think the schools should just say, I know we're supposed to do this for PR. I know we're supposed to do this in theory, but no kid is actually going to pay attention. So let's just stop the nonsense.
You know, I think at a certain grade level, maybe if you're in, like, high school and you do have some serious subjects and we've learned that we can do things, you know, from distance, but I have a second grader, like, she's not going to miss anything, like not learning the same spelling words that she's going to learn tomorrow. Like, it's just foolish to try to even do that. And for the parents, like, we don't have a household where either parent works from home. So, and we don't have a village either. On a day like today, like trying to make sure your kid is paying attention to e-learning, well, you're also trying to get some work done if you do work from home, and if you don't work from home, just finding someone to take care of your kid is a deal. No, just if you're done, and if you're not old enough to take care of yourself, you're not e-learning. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it sounds like both of you don't care for your children and don't want them to learn. I mean, that's what I just, outside observer, that's what I'm hearing. Dave, do you want to just confirm you don't care for your kids? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's been made abundantly clear on the show many times, Chad.
You're just not going to win a fight with us today, Chad. Keep poking.
They're the reason I got stuck in the snow today, jerk kids.
See, it's his bitterness that his drive and his morning jog and workout and namaste was upset. That's why he's really upset now.
Oh,
that's it.
And my back hurts from shoveling.
Exactly. It's just that it disrupted his morning. That's what this is about.
Well,
so
we've met him before, so we know the selfishness.
That's a very good point. It's a very good point. So you now have been fired from the snow blower czar role. It's very debatable. I now have made you czar of the outline of the protocols for closing schools. So in other words, Rena Sargentopoulos tells us when and how we close schools. Do you have to see it? Or can you set up, okay, it's going to be this and this, and then we close schools?
I think once it gets to below a certain temperature, that it's not fair for children who have to stand at a bus stop and know not everybody has a parent that can sit at the corner and you know, wait with the kids in the car. I mean, that's just not reality for lots of kids. And let's think about kids that are not affluent, please and thank you. So, yes, I think there is a dangerous level of temperature that school needs to be canceled. And then I think in snow situations, it's like, when did the storm hit, right? Had it come earlier in the evening and the plows were able to get the roads cleared beforehand, sure, kids go to school, temperature's nice, you know, if the roads are clear, but that's not what happened.
Yeah.
The track of the storm fell during the worst time of the day where the plows could not even keep up. So, yes, I feel like today is an adequate use of a snow day.
Dave, I think that's a very good explanation by Rena, because everybody kind of wants, okay, it has to be this and this. Sometimes you have to just judge it by the time, the combination, as opposed to, okay, we've got our criteria, and if it doesn't fit in A, B, and C, we're out.
Yeah, I think the czar pretty much nailed it there. Long live the czar. And, you know, every school now has 18 different ways they can contact parents, email, text, phone call, all the apps we have to have.
Smoke signals.
And you're able to say, hey, look, the forecast looks ugly. We're going to make the call by 5 a.m. But just so you know, there's a good chance, maybe make your plans now just in case.
I think we solved another issue. I mean, that's what we are. We're problem solvers here.
Oh, man.
We're the problem solver caucus. Okay, give me one story that Rena Sargentopoulos is working on at CARE 11.
You know what? I'm trying to get a hold of Brian Setzer. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, Stray Cats.
Yeah. He lives here in the cities, made Minnesota his home, though he's not from here.
Yep.
And I can't get a hold of him. So if any of your listeners out there know Brian Setzer, like his their best friend or cousin's uncle's sister's mother, get me his number.
Can you tell us why you're trying to get a hold of
him? He posted about it. He's suffering from an autoimmune disease, much like our friend Lindsay Gensel that we know very well, got to the point where he was unable to even tie his shoes, let alone play his guitar. And so I just wanted to talk to him about it. I wanted to do a story about it. And, you know, he's got good doctors and he says things are getting better. And so I was hoping to chitty chat with him about it.
That would be good. I would look forward to that because I admire his work and I am reminded I saw that also. Excellent stuff as always. Enjoy work. And we'll talk next week.
You have to tell me next week what my salary is as school czar now.
You're breaking up the phone. I cannot hear you somehow.
Curious.
CBS. Susie. Next.